Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I am Eric, and I am joined by...
The Enforcer.
Yeah. Tonight, yes.
Also known as Christian.
And I'm Sam.
Yeah, we had to basically put Lucy on administrative leave from the studio.
But Salem's joining us.
Yeah, Salem's in the studio.
Yep.
He's giving himself a bath.
Yeah. But, guys, we are here for a special episode today.
It is the holiday of my people.
And yet I had to twist your arm to get you to drink Jameson.
I have a 45-minute drive home.
And it's going to take us like an hour and a half to do this.
No, it's not going to take an hour and a half.
Well, you started drinking about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, see?
No, I got here 30 minutes ago.
And I handed you a drink immediately.
She'd been here. I was here for a good five minutes before you gave me.
You need to channel the Irish with us.
I am Irish. I don't need to channel it.
You need to channel it for this episode, because we're covering fucking leprechauns.
The more I dove into leprechauns, the more I realized I am a leprechaun.
Are those goddamn kids always stealing your lucky charms?
Are they magically delicious?
There's a reason I have repeat customers.
that is now your Tinder tagline, by the way.
I'm not on Tinder.
My lucky charms are magically delicious. Oh, man. Well, We're wearing green for this episode, even though we're recording it on Tuesday, because it's fucking St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And what better way to celebrate?
Mm-mm. There wouldn't be.
Than to cover leprechauns.
I mean, unless you want to, you know, fly to Ireland, smack Nessie on the ass.
Well, that's not Irish. That's Scotland.
Is that Scotland?
You fucking retard.
You're so pretty. Yeah,
that's a compliment that means you're dumb.
I think it would have felt better if you said, bless your heart, Christian.
Aren't you the sweetest thing?
Fucking dimwit, I love you, but goddamn.
Is that really Scottish?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Aren't you like the cryptid person?
I am also Scottish.
This isn't a cryptid for me.
It is a cryptid, though.
Folklore.
Yeah, we haven't done a folklore episode in a
This is a folklore episode.
Yeah, I'm saying we haven't done one in a long time.
We really haven't. I don't think we've ever done an actual, like, folklore.
Krampus was probably...
Oh, that was the folklore?
And gnomes. Gnomes and Krampus. So, like, our first year...
We did gnomes?
Yeah, we did gnomes.
Was I drunk?
Probably.
I know we did Gremlins.
Damn it. It is in the Scottish Highlands. Well, we didn't
for this show.
No, we didn't. We can never recreate that, though.
No, I'll have to repost that episode if one of us gets sick or something.
When I get sick again.
Nothing will ever top the Gremlins episode, ever.
We can never recreate it.
And, you know,
I wish
leprechauns are kind of like gremlins. They're like little tricksters.
I love it.
It's just leprechauns won't down your plane. But anyway.
And leave everyone dead inside.
Yeah.
You're ruining it for the people that haven't heard it. We haven't released that episode.
We will. Eventually. It'll get republished under Creeps in the Crypt. But without further ado, Sam, let's cover some of Ireland's classic mythical creatures, leprechauns.
So leprechauns are figures in Irish folklore who guard hidden treasures. They're described as small, agile male fairies or goblins. They live solitary lives, but are a source for mischief for careless and infamous for being extremely difficult to capture. If you do happen to catch one, don't let him out of your sight, or he'll never reveal the location of his pot of gold.
I mean, it's basically a green
They're always boy. After me Lucky Charms.
They're a green fuckboy.
They're magically delicious.
They need to come out with a box that's just the charms.
They do. It's on Amazon.
What? It's just the marshmallows? It's in a
yes.
That's wild.
Eric, what rock are you living under?
I don't eat cereal, dude.
I freaking love cereal.
I was just making an antidote.
Oh, well, it's true.
Oh, there you go.
Is it just the charms?
Mm-hmm.
So none of the fucking whatever whole grain cereal?
None of the good stuff that's actually like any resemblance of healthy for you.
It's sugar-coated whole wheat or like enriched wheat flour.
I mean, it's as healthy as it's the healthiest thing in the box, other than probably the box.
The box would be healthier,
probably.
Probably
it would be. Maybe the labeling, we don't know.
Yeah, the red dye number 5 all over the box,
and blue dye number 7. Yeah,
what?
I said blue dye number 7.
I thought you said blue 9 number 7. I was like,
what? Are you drunk like a leprechaun right now?
I'm trying to get into my full character for it.
She's in leprechaun mode right now.
Green daddy mode.
There you go. In other stories, they're helpful spirits in the home. They're dressed in green or red. They're typically old and wrinkled and ugly, which I am. Well, I may be a little old, but I am not wrinkled or ugly. Unlike the leprechaun we all know and love, they're often stern, gloomy, and ill-tempered. Like I said, I think I'm a leprechaun. Yeah.
You know, I think Sam messaged us earlier today. She's like, I did like 1,863 words on leprechauns. I was like, huh, that's an awful lot. Considering I gave her like one day's notice.
I'm convinced that Sam is a leprechaun.
I think she's our resident leprechaun expert because she's the only
female one.
A leprechaun.
I'm just saying. Historian Jay McElop describes them as, quote, ugly and stunted with a face like a dried apple. The leprechaun may be querulous, which means whiny, sottish, which is drunk, and foul-mouthed.
You're really not...
Yeah, you're not helping your case here, lady. You're just... we're just checking boxes mentally here.
I was such a brat today, too.
Were you a leprechaun today?
I was. I even had a drink... Well, I had a drink at work, too, because I couldn't fit the last of the premix that we made.
She felt very quarrelsome.
Yep. It was very querulous.
I don't even think that's a fucking word.
It is a word. I had to Google it to see what it meant.
There you go.
Querulous. I even had to play the little button.
Casting a Harry Potter legacy spell on me or something?
I don't have a PlayStation, so no, not this time. They're also associated with crafts, mainly shoemaking, which I do love shoes. So I think I really might be a female leprechaun.
So they're cobblers.
Yes. That okay. is their trade. Mainly, which is funny.
God, I love southern desserts. Let me just tell you. That's I'm a huge fucking up. Fan.
That's where she went with it, but it's a cobbler.
Now I just started thinking about all the different cobblers.
I do enjoy a good cobbler. I like peach cobbler a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and blueberry.
Yeah, peach and blueberry. And
I blew the hell out of Jackson's mind when we got peach cobbler, and he was like, "This is a thing that exists." And I was like, "Yeah, dude."
Yeah,
it comes in other fruit flavors too.
Blackberry.
Yeah.
I'm like the Bubba Gump of cobblers over here. I'm like,
blackberry, orange.
I don't think I've ever had orange.
Peach. I've never had orange cobbler, apple. But I've had peach, I've had apple, blueberry, blackberry.
Cherry.
I've had cherry.
I don't like cherry.
I don't like, dude, cherries fucking suck, man. They taste like medicine.
And they do. They're so gross. Especially black cherry shit.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Tastes like medicine.
My brother used to get like
black cherry jello is
the big
good.
Giant jar of Maraschino cherries, and he would go through and eat like all of them out of the jar.
All right, those are actually pretty fucking good.
And then drink the juice.
Ew. I was like, ew.
All right, so I actually put those in my cocktails. So
No, I don't. That's once I can't do it.
I love.
I think of medicine immediately when I think of cherries.
Uh huh.
They do have a medicinal taste. But anyway, back to leprechauns.
You'll hear a leprechaun before you ever see them coming. Like, you'll hear one before you see it, which is also same. If you're out in the Irish countryside and you hear a tap, 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 it's usually the sound of them hammering nails into the soles of a shoe. Which, fun fact, they are always seen with a hammer and just a shoe. They're always working on just one shoe because they always are dancing. So they dance the soles off their shoes. So they always are working on their shoes. Mm. And that's why.
So they just work on one at a time. It's like,
Yeah.
It's kind of like rotating a tire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Leprechauns can only be found in Ireland in rural areas away from everyone. They're burrowed deep underground in caves with entrances hidden as rabbit holes or in a hollow trunk of a fairy tree, which those are different than regular trees.
Well, I mean, they are considered fairy folk.
So yes.
That would make sense.
They are safely hidden away from those who wish to capture them and be given their three wishes.
Sam, this sounds like you on a night when you're trying to.
I don't give nobody what they want. The fuck?
Yeah.
Well, neither do leprechauns because always the three wishes end up with the leprechaun getting free. You never let the leprechaun talk you into giving you three wishes.
Never take your eyes off me because I'll be gone.
Well, you literally are like, no, I want the fucking gold, you piece of shit. And then he's got to give you his gold. But if you let him talk you into the three wishes, you're fucked. They're great salesmen. I'll tell you that much.
I am a fantastic salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, again, I really am a leprechaun.
You're not helping your case.
Where's my tally board?
Hold on, wait, just wait.
When do your face starts to look like a wilted apple?
No, I
have fantastic skincare. That won't happen.
No.
Leprechauns are also said to be the unwanted children of the fairy community, and that's why they're untrusting, grouchy, and live a life of solitude. Don't look at me, Christian.
We're all looking at
side eye. I'm looking at you with side eye.
Sorry for the moment of silence. We were all just gazing at Sam at that 1 second.
I wasn't gazing at her. I was looking ahead.
She was marking the tally.
I was marking the tally. Boop. And side-eyeing Sam because...
Bombastic side eye. Get the fuck off me.
Dude.
You guys are... Anyway, according to some, the word/name leprechaun comes from the ancient Irish Celtic god Luck. He was originally the god of sun and light, but then he became a great warrior, ruler of ancient Ireland. His stature literally diminished over time, like he just got smaller, as the Christianization of Europe gained popularity.
That's fascinating to me because that means the less people that were devoted to worshiping him, the smaller he became.
His name morphed into, and I tried to learn this the right way, and I'm going to say it wrong. So we're just...
Try your best. I'm sure nobody's going to... No Celts are going to come for you.
Listen, if they don't know me by now, then whatever. I'm going to say shit wrong. It's just... It's my character flaw. Luck. Cromaine. I'm sure... That's phonetically the way it's at. It is phonetically sound in my pronunciation, but I'm sure that's not right in the deliverance of the word. Which meant stooping luck. He moved down to the Cid with all of the other gods whose traditions had been forgotten with the popularization of Christianity.
So, like, all your Odins and Zeus's.
Pretty much. He then became a kind of fairy craftsman, thus creating the small fairy goblin in medieval folklore. Others believe that the word derives from Chorpain, which means small body. Hello, I'm 5'3".
You should know that word.
However, medieval Irish... Fuck you, Eric. However, medieval Irish manuscripts from the 12th to the 15th centuries believed to be associated with leprechauns imply that they were originally beings that lived underwater. And I have a fascination with mermaids. So, you know what? Just call me a fucking leprechaun.
So you're a leprechaun fish person?
Yeah. And contrary to other legends, there were female leprechauns.
What? Well, they have to reproduce somehow, so.
Yeah. They're described as warriors with an insatiable appetite, and the females were obsessed with luring males away for secret adventures.
Secret adventures? Sam, what kind of secret adventures are you taking men on?
None lately!
Well, whose fault is that? You could go down to the inlet and totally take some men on some secret adventures.
Probably.
Maybe you find all that missing silverware from your all's last employer.
What?
From Lyle throwing...
Oh!
And I will knife drop him. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. The odds of him actually listening to this and knowing who we are very slim to none.
It would be amazing if he did. He'd be like, fuck you, bitches.
Fuck those bitches. Fuck those bitches. The little red-bearded man sitting on a toadstool or chasing after his lucky charms is not part of the traditional Irish leprechaun character. I hate to break it to you. Most of the tales involving a leprechaun have similar patterns. A human will come across one while he's busy working away at a shoe and demands to know where the pot of gold is. All you have to do is keep your eye on the leprechaun and you'll be given the gold. But here lies the problem. Like I mentioned, leprechauns are agile and nimble, which two of things I am not. So I...
Or maybe she's just fucking saying that so we don't get tipped off about wanting to know where her pot of gold is. Sneaky, sneaky leprechaun co-host.
Anyway. So, leprechauns are agile and nimble despite their age and appearance. He'll do anything to distract his captor. Their favorite technique is playing on humanity's greed and gullibility. They have a pretty good success rate at it also, which
we like a winner.
Yeah.
There's a exhibit at Ripley's Believe It or Not in Myrtle Beach. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there is a hologram leprechaun that comes out and tells you about all things leprechaun.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's still there or not because they do rotate some of that shit out, but This thing's been there since I was like a kid.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, last time I was there was like 10 years ago, but still.
So there's a tale of a man who did manage to get a leprechaun to divulge the location of his pot of gold. Once the leprechaun admitted defeat, he hung his head and pointed to a tree. The man excitedly tied a red bandana around the tree and left to grab a shovel. When he returned, he was saddened to see that the sneaky little guy had tied red bandanas on all of the surrounding trees.
Red flags!
He should have held that little fucker by the throat.
He's putting up all of the red flags.
All of them. But not all of leprechaun interactions are filled with mischief. If you show kindness to the little guys, they might just give you some gold. One man who was down on his luck offered a leprechaun a ride on his horse. In return for the ride, once the man got home, he found his castle to be filled to the ceiling with gold.
Well, that's kind of the grift with leprechauns is if they make you an offer, you have to, like, return the favor somehow. There's a story that talks about, like, a guy that's like, man, I would sure go for another drink, and a leprechaun hands him a fucking beer, and the leprechaun wanted repayment for it. All he had to do was offer up something. He's like, I don't have anything. And the leprechaun's like, okay, well, now you're going to work in my service for 7 years.
Damn, that's an expensive drink.
Yeah, well, they got drunk on, like, rich people's, like, countryside wine cellars and shit, too.
It doesn't sound like a bad time.
He kind of wanted a drinking buddy, I think, because the leprechaun just wanted to go out and get fucked up and have somebody to get fucked up with.
I really think I'm a leprechaun, guys.
Bitch, is you a leprechaun?
I might be.
All I can think of is that South Park episode with Kanye.
I don't watch South Park.
So oh, fuck, dude. It's so good. So the whole thing is like Kim Kardashian's a hobbit. And every time they start telling Kanye that Kim's a hobbit, he's like, bitch, is you a hobbit? Like on the phone to her. She's like, no, I'm not a hobbit. But she ends up being a fucking hobbit. It's fucking hilarious. I love that episode.
Isn't Kim Kardashian, like, super tall?
No. I don't think so. Mm-mm. I thought she was, like, almost a fucking midget.
I don't know. I don't
keep up with the Kardashians.
I could give a shit less.
Yeah, that's about, not my thing.
No, yeah, that's not my bag. In 1989, a local businessman in Carlingford, Ireland, claimed to have found the remains of a real leprechaun in Slieve Foy. He said he heard a scream near the wishing well. When he gets to the well, he found bones, a tiny suit, and gold coins near the scorched earth. Those bones and suit and coins are now on display for visitors to come and take a look at. Thus creating a new tradition. During an annual leprechaun hunt, 100 ceramic leprechauns are hidden on the mountain, which is Slieve Foy. I'm so sorry if I said that wrong.
That sounds right.
Tourists come every year to try and hunt down the little green statues. There is a hunter's license that participants need to purchase in order to be a part of the hunt. In 2019, the 30th year anniversary, fortune seekers abandoned their mountain search and started searching through the town for hidden pots of gold, one of which contained a real gold bar valued at 1,200 euros.
Mm.
Damn.
Apparently, there are 236 leprechauns that still live in the caverns of Slieve Foy. In 2009, the European Union granted heritage status to the remaining leprechauns. They have their own protected sanctuary nestled in the mountain. It also protects the animals and flora in the area to help keep the biodiversity of the land safe. In Portland, Oregon, there is a leprechaun park called Mills End Park. It was supposed to be the site of a light pole, but it was never used. So a journalist named Dick Fagan took it upon himself to create the park, and over time people have added to it. The park now includes a little swimming pool equipped with a little tiny diving board. Dick writes a little like little stories about a small leprechaun colony that inhabits the park and that only he can see. Mills End Park was officially dubbed a city park on St. Patrick's Day of 1976.
That's pretty cool.
That's so adorable. Aww.
I mean, I don't know what leprechaun would want to live in fucking Oregon, but
I don't know. It wouldn't be an episode if I didn't dig up some leprechaun encounters. So,
oh hell yeah,
here we go. This encounter comes from a Reddit user, HelpfulPerson1, who says he was told this report from a, quote, professional-looking Irishman who he struck up a conversation with about Irish folklore, which obviously it gravitated toward leprechauns. And this story is about the man's father who'd seen a leprechaun. He also wrote this in so that you could pick up on the Irish part, like the how he spoke. So this gotcha. Is a direct take. It says, my old man was very kind but stoic. He didn't tell this to many people, and when I asked him about it, he would hush me unless we were alone or with family. They knew as well. Anyway, it happened in his hometown, a rural village that must have had a population of about 100 people at the time. As a kid, he'd walk home alone from the local national school to the family's house that was outside of town. One day, he was walking along, and just before his house, he saw a wee fella sitting on the side of the road. The lad was tiny, and he gestured to, like, 2 feet in height. And he was wearing tweed, a vest and all, a hat, you know,
and red some hair. Immaculate fucking shoes.
He was a dapper little gentleman. He was sitting down making leather shoes, just like you hear leprechauns do. Anyway, my dad couldn't believe it. He blinked and looked around, but the lad was still there, just working away on his shoes. So my dad started walking up to him, and when he got about 3 meters away, he couldn't get any closer. It was like my dad hit a force field or something around the leprechaun. Mind ya, the wee fella hadn't looked up this whole time. My dad sprinted to his front door, screaming for his sister all the way to come look. He and my aunt, who was a kid at the time, ran back outside to see, but the leprechaun was gone. Just disappeared like nothing. The next story, though, I'm not sure how believable this one is, since it takes place in Liverpool, England. And leprechauns are only said to inhabit Ireland. But we're going to talk about it anyway.
Maybe he was on a holiday.
Well, maybe. Do you cover the origins of leprechauns at all in this? Like later on? Because supposedly there was a group of tiny people that came over to Ireland that dominated the country.
There were a lot of words I didn't understand in that. Like a lot of like... A lot of it was in Irish.
Gotcha. So, like Gaelic?
Yeah, like shit like I couldn't even begin to try and pronounce.
So, basically, like, the whole premise is these little people came and, like, ruled the land of Ireland until these other group of people with superpowers basically, like, overthrew them.
I did not read any of that.
And they became, like, the Celtic gods. They were, like, the Celtic gods.
I did not read any of that. It was a bunch of stuff about the leprechaun's cousin, who is the more drunk and ornery version, which that could be me also.
The cool...
That.
Yeah, the Coulon or some shit like that.
Yeah. A lot of shit I couldn't pronounce.
It's a fucking leprechaun. It's just a drunk leprechaun, which is kind of where I'm headed right now, because I'm about 4 glasses of Jameson deep right now. So.
Amen.
I'm not even there with you.
I kind of had a triple just now, so.
I added in what I could confidently pronounce.
There you go.
Well, there's more to it, but
well, I am not. Let's get on with this next story.
I was not confident in that. This next one is from Liverpool, England, so.
Grain of salt.
Take that for what you will. It says, quote, I was one of the school children that saw those leprechauns. I attended Bray Street School, and we all saw them popping in and out of a window overlooking the schoolyard. There were about 4 of them, all tiny dressed like a schoolbook idea of a typical gnome, and they sat swinging their legs on the window ledge, getting in and out. What they were, I don't know. I only know what they looked like. I'd love to know the truth. I certainly remember leprechauns, and I actually saw a few of them at Kensington Fields, close to the library, but my parents and other adults tried to convince me that I'd been seeing things. This would be one afternoon in early July 1964, around 4:30 p.m., and I remember it as if it were yesterday. I was 10 at the time and on my way to play football with my mates, and I saw these little, I'd say just a few inches tall, men dressed in red and black standing in the grass looking at me. I'm sure one of them had some type of hat on. I panicked and ran all the way home. My mom said that there had been reports of leprechauns and little men on Jubilee Drive and Edge Lane the day before. That same evening, crowds turned up on Jubilee Drive, and I remember a girl with a jam jar that she was going to put the leprechauns in. That same year, there was a woman living nearby who would report to have seen three little men wearing green who were all sitting on a wall and lobbing stones at her barking dog. Another woman claimed to have seen one climbing a tree. There were also several UFO sightings in the area that same year. It's important to note that there were a lot of Irish immigrants that had moved to the same area where, like, Jubilee Drive and Edge Lane and all that, where the sightings were taking place. So I thought that was maybe a not coincidence. Hmm. I don't know. In the book Mysterious Disappearances and Other Strange Tales by Ron Quinn, a couple named Rick and Joyce owned a remote mountain cabin they used as a getaway where they would spend their weekends. One day, they were out tending to their garden when a small stone landed at their feet, seeming to come out of nowhere. Confused, they looked around and at first suspected that it may be a squirrel or something that had dropped the stone from a tree, but there was nothing there. As they looked, another stone fell, lightly lobbed from the branches and obviously not meant to harm. Another stone followed, bouncing against the porch and tumbling down the steps. The couple looked up into the trees once again, staring through the branches, and this time they claimed they saw the face of a little man peering out of the leaves at them, which they described as a leprechaun, wearing a bright pointy hat and sporting a full beard. The little man was only of about a foot in height, and seemed to smile at them before jumping down from the tree onto the roof of the cabin and disappearing into the brush. The couple tried to coax the strange little man back out, but he was gone, never to be seen again.
Damn. I'm waiting to hear one of your dating stories from a guy who went on a date with a leprechaun.
Fuck off, Eric.
But no, like in that last story, you talked about that leprechaun being in a tree, and it made me remember a news story that came out probably about 12 years ago that involved a leprechaun in Alabama.
Interesting.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We don't get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm gonna run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I wanna know where the gold is.
I want to go. Give me the go. I want to go.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
You know what I like? I like the amateurs.
Oh, man.
Was that a piece of PVC pipe?
Passed down from generation from my great-grandfather.
I don't think they had PVC that was spray-painted gray or silver.
Dude, I love it, man. That's probably one of my favorite videos.
I like the
videos.
One where he's, like, explanation of, like...
It's probably a crack.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do this episode without playing that. Like, I saw it the other day doing research, and I was like, you know what? I need to play that for the show. And I will post that whole clip on our Instagram. It's fucking great.
Well, Sam, I think it's been put to rest. You are not a leprechaun because you are not a crackhead in a tree.
I am not a crackhead in a tree. I don't even like to climb trees anymore. I used to. You still get me out of the trees. Well,
you might, bitch. You might be a leprechaun.
Bitch, I might be a leprechaun. Told you, I am grouchy, foul mouthed. I like to drink, and I like shenanigans.
And by the way, you are taller than Kim Kardashian. She is 5'2".
No shit.
That bitch is a hobbit.
That
bitch is a hobbit.
I didn't know she was shorter than me. I just thought she was like 5'8" or some shit.
No, she's 5'2".
Interesting.
The Louis Vuittons make it.
That bitch a hobbit.
Yep.
Yep. And leprechauns hate hobbits.
It's because we're superior.
Would you say you're a master race?
What?
What? What?
I am German. Fuck off.
Oh, you're German? You're a leprechaun? What the fuck are you?
I'm Scotch, Irish, and German.
I mean, I'm German. That's why I made the joke. Anyway, so I take it that is it for the leprechaun episode?
Yep.
All right.
That's all she wrote.
Well, guys, thank you for listening. We have enjoyed putting this episode out. I've enjoyed it. I'm having a blast right now. And drink some fucking green beer and Jameson and do some Irish car bombs.
The Irish don't like it when they call it Irish car bombs.
Fuck them. It's America. We love you, Ireland.
I love you, Ireland.
Mm. As she drinks her one Jameson that she's had, I've had like fucking probably 8
this
shots.
This might be the only drink that Sam actually finishes while she's here.
Damn, Chris. Did you throw a shade light? I wasn't even going to go there with
it. Air my shit out, damn.
Yeah, this bitch over here, we'll make her, we're like, you want to just drink? And she's like, yeah. And then
I'm talking the whole time.
I know.
Okay, because I drink yours usually.
Yeah.
See, I'm helping you.
No, you're not, because guess what I do? Go seep seep.
All right, guys. Well, please do us a huge favor and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a nice message and we'll read it at the start of the show.
Is he taking my job right now?
I think he is. I might be.
He is taking my
bitch,
job.
He might be.
Bitch, I might be.
You're a fucking crackhead in a tree.
No, that's your cat downstairs.
She is a crackhead in a tree.
She was literally in the tree earlier. That's why she was removed from the studio. But yeah, leave us a review. We would highly appreciate it. The reviews really help us out. It helps us with algorithms and all the shit. Download the episodes for the love of God and all that is holy. And make sure your auto downloads are turned on. I should have said that at the start of the show, but we're here now. Make sure your auto downloads are on. And Christian, if you would tell them where they can find us on social media.
I don't know. I was listening to you and judging heavily.
About what?
Your way of introducing the socials is terrible.
I wasn't introducing the socials. I was just telling them to please leave us a review and download the show.
Calm your dick.
How
about you calm your dick before I slap mine on the table?
With your fucking green neon see-through shirt.
Oh, whatever.
With your areolas all hanging out.
You wish your areolas were hanging out.
No, I don't. I'm good on that, but thank you. Sam's looking at your areolas right now.
I mean, they're there. It is what it is.
I didn't look at them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at them.
Okay, shut up!
Now drop the socials!
We love you guys. We hope you guys enjoy this episode. Please be safe this week. If you need to take an Uber, you should.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Yep, when this episode comes out, it will be St. Patrick's Day, so drive safe. If you can't drive, please make sure you guys get an Uber. We would like to continue getting downloads from you. You can't download our show if you're dead or in jail. That being said, if you want to find our episodes, make sure you guys find us on Spotify, Apple Music, anything that you can get your podcast from. If you find one that we're not on, let us know. You guys can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the socials. And make sure you guys are interacting with us. We love your comments. We actually, it makes our day. And it makes me all tingly. We appreciate the reviews from our loyal listeners. We love you guys. And we hope
Sam's going to start posting more TikToks. Hopefully. Maybe, sort of, maybe, kind of.
Well, I'm researching that one thing you wanted me to talk about.
There you go. Content, content, content. All right, guys. We will see you next Friday. Or you'll hear from us next Friday.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Stay creepy, everybody.
Bye.
Stay spooky.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.